What's going on, world? How y'all doing? Big Gaunt Triple X. Whew. Hey, listen. One of the things I want to tell y'all today is whatever you go through, hang in there. This is specially meant for me, myself. People gonna always form an opinion about you. They gonna even have conversations with people about you. And the people who they having conversations with is gonna always listen to one side and agree with the person who's bringing it to them because they've been knowing them for a while. But see, what they don't know is that it's always a different side to everybody when you away from the person and the people that you with and you've been knowing for a long time. And, you know, what I want to say, what I want to express, and I always let the world know my issues and what I have going on, is that I want you all to even pray for me. Pray for me and my family and my kids and grandkids. Even pray for my wife. The journey that's happening and the journey that's going on in our lives is very extraordinary. I thank God every day for the blessing. And I thank God every day for moving forward and for me moving forward as well. So I ask that you keep me in your prayers, keep yourself in your prayers, because we're going into a new year. We're going into a new thing. And, you know, we've been watching all these shootings and killings on TV. And people going through things. And what you have to do, you have to trust. You have to pray and keep trusting in God. You know, through it all, through the tough times, through everything, you have to keep praying and trusting in God, because that's who our reliable source is. That's who our reliable source is. And no matter what the storm brings you, no matter what you go through individually, trust and rely on God and everything will be okay. You know, so you got to hang in there. Because as we phasing out this year, going into a new year, it's going to be a better year for us. It's going to be a blessing for us. Heavenly Father, right now, I'd like to thank you for this day. I'd like to thank you, Father God, for allowing me as a man to stay afloat and to maintain my confidence on who I am. Father God, I ask right now that you protect me from any evildoers and naysayers and people that's speaking out against me. Father God, I ask that you protect me from people that's speaking out against me that don't even know me and never met me in their life, only going by assumptions on what other people have told them. Father God, I also ask that you pray and keep me safe from the people that do speak out against me, that don't know me and never really got the chance to know me, Father God, but speaking out as if they do because they may have seen me up close and personal. But Father God, right now, I ask that you bring a shield of protection over my life, a blessing over my life. I ask, Father God, that you dispatch your angels for me as well, Father God, and cover me in the blood and cover me in the spirit, Father God, and bless me from any evildoers and witchcraft and spirits that come my way. Father God, as I go through this day, Father God, as I lay down, I ask that you protect me, Father God. I ask that you shield me, Father God. I ask that you be with me every walk, every breath I take. Father God, I'm crying out to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I need your love. I need your blessings. I need your confidence. I need you as a comforter, Father God. And I ask that you hear my prayers, and my prayers are not in vain. Because, Father God, I know this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And nothing that's happening in this day is not meant for it to happen and not meant for it to manifest itself and move on. Father God, you raised me as a man through my parents, and I thank you. And I thank you for giving me the solitude and the gratitude I need and the humility I need to get through this year. Because, Father God, I know it's a journey out there. And they say even a minor setback is always good for a come up as well. And I want to say thank you, Father God, on this day. And I'm hanging in there. And I'm staying blessed. And I'm staying positive. And Father God, I ask right now that you find favor in your heart for me. And you find a blessing in your heart for me. Save my soul, Father God. Give me salvation. Grant me mercy. Grant me patience. Give me another chance. See, right about now, I'm talking about me, y'all. And I want y'all to understand I convict myself as well as I convict anybody else. Because, see, I never claim the title to be a preacher or a pastor, a minister. I'm a certified minister, but not an ordained minister. And I ask right now that you help me through these channels, Father God, going through the rest of the year into the new year. And I ask that you bless me. And I ask that you keep me whole. And you keep me safe. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Woo. So yeah. You know, that's what I want to tell you. Hang in there. No matter what you go through, no matter what people say, no matter how people talk about you, hang in there. Because the same thing, always remember this, God don't have no respect to persons. So the same thing they may say or talk about you, believe me, they fighting their own demons as well. And you have nothing to do with that. You stand on your 2 feet as a man. You stand on your 2 feet as a woman. So I'm just looking up something right quick. And it tells us right there. You got verses out of the book of James. It tells us that blessed is the man who remains steadfast on the trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to him who love him. So you got to keep hanging in there through your bills, through trouble in paradise, to you not having nowhere to stay, to you not knowing what the next day is gonna bring. Hang in there. Remember, we finishing out 2023. You almost there. You almost there, but not quite. And wherever you end up going into 2024 is where you need to be anyway. So if you having these last minute issues, see, the thing about me, I've been praying all week and God had already showed me people were going to start showing me their faces. People were going to start revealing themselves on who they really are. And what I can say is that I thank God for the reverence. And I thank God for the dream. And I thank God for the vision. See, I stand on God's word. People who I know stand on God's word. God blesses his people individually. God blesses his people in his own individual way. So it doesn't make what you say make no sense. And it doesn't make what the other person say don't make no sense. Because God blesses us individually. And I want you to understand you got to hang in there, man. You got to hang in there, woman. Got to hang in there. Listen, it's a fight. See, this one thing I want to say is that when you start seeing your division and the vision start coming forth, and now you start walking into your greatness, into your likeness, into the mirror caption what God had always had for you, people gonna have an issue with that. People gonna have a problem with that, because they want you to stand back. They want you to be where they think you should be, but you need to be where God tell you you need to be. See, I never had the full effects of being a granddad. I never had the full effects of bringing in my grandchildren and letting them play. And one thing that I ask for and I ask God for is to give me that full effect, to let me receive the blessing that's there for me, because it's a privilege. And so what I'm telling you all is that start walking into your light. Don't dispose of your light. Don't dispose of your blessing. Even if people have an issue with it, start walking into the manifestation that God has for you. Start walking into it. Hang in there. If you see yourself rich one day, work hard and hang in there. You see yourself married one day, work hard and hang in there. You see yourself with a new car, work hard and hang in there. You see yourself in a new place, work hard and hang in there. You see yourself with somebody else, work hard and hang in there. Fight for your blessing, man. You're not doing nothing wrong. You're not doing nothing wrong. Regardless of what the naysayers say, regardless of what people say. See, God loves all of us. God loves all of us. Ain't no one person right and you wrong. See, there's always two sides to every story. It's just sometimes, majority of the time, only one story get told, because the other person refuses, or sometimes don't even worry about telling nobody, because he or she, they let time tell everything. And that's what you need to do. You need to let time tell everything. See, right about now, I know I'm talking to you and I'm reading scriptures at the same time, because this is a day that I just want to kind of relate to you. I want to talk to you and let you know that even Big Unc go through things. I'm going through something right now that I ask God to deliver me out of, that I ask God to bless me out of, that I ask God to keep me safe out of, because I know I got naysayers and people that's going to say things about me. But see, they never got the chance to know me like they know the other person. So I ask God to keep me safe. I ask God to keep me blessed and keep a covering over me as well. See, sometimes you gotta pray for yourself, because people ain't gonna pray for you. No matter what you do in life, they ain't gonna acknowledge the good you do. They ain't gonna acknowledge how you been there as a man and held your own down as a man. They ain't gonna acknowledge that. They gonna always find the wrong in what you do and speak out against you when they know that you have done a good job. So it don't matter. Pray for yourself. Don't let nobody run you in the ground. Don't let word ration get you off track. Don't let nobody stress and aggravation keep you unfocused. You better focus on God. You better hang in there. Hang in there, man. Hang in there, woman. Your children. Your relationship. Your marriage. Whatever you got going on, you better hang in there. If you find yourself at a place where you can't work it out, leave peacefully. But hang in there. It's so important for this year to be successful for a lot of us. It's so important for this year to end peacefully. It's so important. You know, work on eating right, exercising. Praying to God more. I pray to God all the time. And I have no worries, because I know God got my back. Even when I know the next day I may not have nowhere to go, I may not have nowhere to stay, I know God got my back. Because I don't work too hard to be out here living on these streets and don't have nowhere to rest my head. But it's okay. Even if that's the case with me, I know God got my back. And I'm having no worries. And I want you all to feel the same way. Think about where will you be at the last, at your end point, when you have nowhere to turn, when you have nowhere to go, when you have nowhere to turn to, when you have no family you can ask for help, where will you go? Where will your children go? You have nobody but God. And to think, that people breathe, eat, and live and use the bathroom just like you have an issue and a problem with your daily living. And you never brought no harm to them. You always protected them. That's a problem within itself. See, to me, I don't have to talk about you. I go to God to you about my problem. I go tell God on you. I go tell my Father on you. And I tell my Father the problem, because, see, you can tell the world, but between me and you, God done seen everything anyway. So it don't even matter. Y'all better be thankful that y'all making it towards the end of this year. Be thankful. Be blessed. Heavenly Father, I'm grateful right now. And I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful that you're here in the midst. I'm thankful, Father God, to be feeling your spirit, your aroma around me right now. I'm thankful, Father God, that you have came down to give me a sense of comfortability to let me know it's going to be all right. I thank you, Father God. Even as I go and begin a new journey in life, whatever it is, however it is, I ask, Father God, that you keep me blessed and you keep me safe and you keep me protected, Father God. Because I want 2024 to be a new thing for me. I want it to be a new year for me. I want it to be something brand new, Father God, because I'm tired of the stress and the worries. Everything I went through in 2023, I want to make it better for 2024. Because, Father God, I want to live and I want to be around. And, Father God, I'm praying against anything, anybody try to set up against me spiritually, Father God. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. I stand on your word, Father God. And I'm going to keep praying and praying and praying and praying and digging and digging and digging and digging. Till I find that safe haven. Meantime, I'm going to be ready to fight. Spiritual warfare, physical warfare. I'm going to be ready to fight. And I thank you, Father God, for keeping me protected. I thank you. Amen. So, I do want to let y'all know that I thank you and I appreciate the support, you know, people supporting me, and not only supporting me, but being positive to the things that I ask for and the things that I need. I thank Father God for that. I thank you on this day. And remember, God loves you. God loves you, and Big Aunt loves you. Peace.
chose Wix for my business because of its